This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
ENN is sponsored tonight by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
You're filthy. Now go.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Daddy, bye.
Oh, that was them saying goodbye?
Yes, today.
And you know what you said back to them?
See you guys.
That's kind of what happened.
Was that it? That was the goodbye.
No, it's not.
Blah. See you guys.
Do we know our interview, our guests or not?
Come on.
We know them. Intimately.
Come on. You know.
Come
you know,
on.
You know them.
Buster only joins us. How you doing, champ?
See you guys.
So we've talked about it a lot today, of course. Charles Oakley on Golic and Wingle this morning. Pretty harsh.
What is it, harsh or harsh?
I think it's both.
Pretty harsh with his criticism of the garden.
It's a plantation over there. It's bad. People won't talk about it. It's real bad over there. I mean, this man been buying tickets for 28 years, over $10 million, and you question him out if he come this door, that door. What is this man's problem about control? He's so much of a control freak. And he's hurting the whole NBA. If I'm an owner of NBA, this guy headlined every other month, every other week with something that don't have nothing to do with winning. It got to do with individuals, people's life. We shouldn't be going through this. Them days will be over with, this control freak and all this. That it's a corporate business. It's a business. You have to have people to work for you, so you have to get along with people to succeed in life. You got any type of operation business. You need people to work. People shouldn't be stressed out working every day.
You know what? They don't have to work for him. He gets people to work for him. You're going to pay people money no matter how miserable the conditions are. You're going to get people to work for you.
But it doesn't make you good.
No.
From a leadership standpoint, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, and unfortunately, not everybody's got the options to say, I don't like this, I'm going to leave.
I have worked for some screamers, and I've never understood it. I mentioned this earlier. People that resort to screaming and cursing to try to get people to do their best, they don't have the words or the leadership capability to do it the right way. And it's sad. It really is sad. Any boss of mine that raises their voice, I lose respect for. I mean, I know I'm an employee, and I have to do what they say. But
why do you have to raise your voice?
There's no need to raise
your
voice.
If you have power.
There's no need to threaten. If you have power, power is the raised voice.
Correct. It's not a great situation that's happening.
No.
Now, you wanted me to mention, before we move on, the Shaq bet.
It's hideous.
Yesterday.
It's hideous.
Who was the bet with again?
With Dwayne Wade.
With D. Wade?
About the Bucks in the Heat game.
Right. And the Heat won straight up.
Right.
And he believed they'd lose by 20.
And then the bet was that Wade said that Shaq had to grow his hair back.
But did Shaq – it was fake, wasn't it?
I've heard from a lot of people that it was real, that his hair is like – it's like almost straight across. It did look fake. So
I can't
speak to whether
because
it's true
or not. He did a little bit on video. Shaq did a little bit making fun of it. And he said, see, this isn't the kind that rubs off on your hand. And he does it. And then he shows his finger. And there is black on his finger.
Really?
Yeah.
So many ways I can go with this. I'm not going to any of them.
You should probably not. Let's talk about a game that was on TNT. The Brooklyn Nets at the Boston Celtics.
That's right.
Celtics were up 17 going into the fourth.
Yep.
I jumped in the shower. Started to get ready for bed.
How long a shower do you take?
Depends on the day, but yesterday I was not moving. I wasn't moving quickly, but to be honest, I wasn't really thinking about the game. You know? Terps had already lost.
Well, but that's not the question. How long do you take in the shower?
Yeah.
I mean, is it a pleasure cruise or is it just I'm getting clean?
It can be a pleasure cruise. It wasn't yesterday. It was probably 6-7 minutes.
Do you shower before bed? I don't shower at night.
No.
I go to bed filthy, and then I'll wake up and shower.
I
You're filthy now go.
I wake up so early. I don't feel like showering in the morning.
Gotcha. No, that when you get up that early, I think that's.
And also, you don't have hair to deal with.
Mm-mm.
Most
my
of
hair
the
doesn't
time,
get like greasy overnight.
Right.
Half of my shower is getting the soap out of my hair, the shampoo out of my hair.
Oh, isn't that hard? Life so hard for you? Shut up, Tom.
Did I say it was hard? First of all, I enjoy a shower. I don't mind being in there. I'm just saying that from.
No, it's just
the,
such a
the
humble
delegation
brag.
Of the.
It
of
was
the,
a humble brag.
It was a humble brow.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you take so
so
long.
Thick and luxurious.
Half my shower.
It takes forever to get the soap out. Take a walk.
Between the shampoo and the conditioner and drying it. It's
right.
Just such a.
Right. I stand with the blow dryer. It takes forever.
It's for amateurs.
Well, Don, I have a question for you, Don. You would crack me up if tomorrow you just came in and did something different with your hair.
What can I do with it?
I'm asking
it.
You. Could you flatten it, like comb it over?
Put a part on the side?
No, I don't
like,
know
if you take off your headphones right now and try to brush it forward, can you get your hair to go forward?
I don't know.
Give yourself
a
bang.
Give yourself a shot.
You can't move that hair.
Let's see if it'll move.
It's industrial strength.
He starts looking like Dave. He instantly starts looking like his brother when you push it forward.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. I look like Dave.
You look, oh my God.
Now, is that just years of practice or is there product in there?
I do have some product, a little bit. Wow. Look at that. It's a mess.
He looks better.
Keep
as a
going.
Mess.
Just a couple more pushes down, I think. You have any water over there? So tomorrow.
I won't move.
If you try. No, but if he showered right. And instead of brushing it back, so look, all he has to do now, watch.
Yeah,
one.
Right back into place.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't even need a brush.
Right back.
Right back.
Now.
David. I was on David's show today.
You were?
Yeah.
You became him.
Because Tommy Dreamer was saying it's okay to be a Met and Yankee fan, so my brother called. And because I had Kevin Owens on,
right.
We discussed that, because Kevin Owens, WWE superstar, Michael.
That's right, March 22nd at the Garden.
Was wearing a Ranger jersey, but he's a Canadiens fan.
Fraud.
But I told my brother, it's all promotion. What, is he supposed to deny the jersey? How would Vince McMahon feel if all of a sudden the promotion at Madison Square Garden goes in the crapper because he doesn't wear the jersey and they don't put him on the Jumbotron and he's not on with me between periods? I think he's just doing the promotion.
Well, did anyone argue opposite? Your brother didn't really argue.
My brother thought he's a fraud.
Well, okay,
and I should have called him a fraud.
Well, then your brother's a bigger psycho than you are.
But he liked you, Peter. You told me he didn't like you. Yeah. He likes you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said, I work with Peter Rosenberg. He said, oh, Peter. Yeah, I know Peter. He said, Peter thinks you don't like him. He's like, it kind of makes sense he thinks that, but no, I like him.
Liar! Look, you get friends when you don't even know.
Wow. It's nice to hear.
Well, what I don't understand, so Tommy Dreamer is a WWE superstar. Anybody?
No. Dreamer's a former ECW, then WWE superstar.
Kevin Owens.
Oh, Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens is correct.
So anybody who wrestles is considered a superstar.
Yeah, it's kind of like pornography. Everybody's a porn star. There's no character porn.
But well, hold on.
Sex?
Am I wrong?
No,
she's
you're
a
not.
Porn star. He's a porn star.
No, the
he's
worst
a WWE
is, the
superstar.
Worst, the worst is you hear always people go, oh, you know, that girl I went to high school, she's a porn star now. And you go, really, what's her name? And you look her up and you see there's the picture and you go, this doesn't look like star. This looks like something else.
Right.
Now, WWE, not every wrestler is a superstar. Everyone in WWE is called a WWE superstar. They coined the phrase.
Even people at work there.
No. I'm not a WWE superstar.
Right.
You have to be, if you are a in-ring performer,
right.
You're called a WWE superstar.
So even
superstar.
If you're one of the, your job is to go out there and take a beating.
You're a WWE superstar.
That doesn't make sense to me. It cheapens the word superstar, and frankly, I'm insulted.
Well, no, it would almost be like watching a movie with superheroes in it. They're all superheroes. One might be lamer than the other.
Right.
They're not all Spider-Man, but you're watching a superhero movie.
No, I understand that, but not every Marvel movie. So, like, let's say Spider-Man beats up somebody on the street. That person on the street is not a superstar.
No, but if that is a character that they're beating up in the movie, then it is a superhero. And everyone in WWE
is, or a villain.
Ridiculous.
They're not.
I'm going to talk to Vince.
So if one guy shows up for one night, what they refer to as a jobber.
Right.
If a jobber shows up.
He's a superstar.
And they're like, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Glickman.
Right.
And he just waves to the crowd, and then Brock Lesnar picks him up, slams him on the ground, and pins him. That guy's not called a WWE superstar. But if you have a character that is regular, and we see it, and they sell a shirt,
so
and they do the whole nine, you're a WWE superstar.
But a schlub is not a superstar. Like, Glickman's not a superstar.
No, but there are some superstar schlubs.
But when they give me the promotion, for the event, which is going to coming up on March 22nd at Madison Square Garden.
Look,
correct.
Always promoing.
Everybody that's on the list of people I mentioned are superstars.
You know what would be interesting?
What?
Since they're going to be at the Garden on March 22nd, if we had access to tickets to give away, you know, because the audience.
Be good?
Where would we find the tickets?
I don't know. You know what I would like to do, Peter? I'm going to get a hold of Shane, and they should have a new level, like WWE Schmo, right?
A super Schmo.
No, just a schmo.
A schmoperstar.
all the time, the schmo gets his backside handed to him. You know, gets the chair over the head, falls onto the chair. But one time, the schmo beats the superstar.
It's happened. That's a thing. That's already a
full
gimmick.
But that guy's still a superstar. But a lifetime schmo gets...
No. But they've done that. Barry Horowitz once won a match. That's a real thing. I have the shirt. They made a shirt afterwards. After Barry Horowitz won a big match, they made a shirt. And it's very limited. I wore it the other day. It's on my Instagram. I wore it the other day. It's an incredibly rare shirt.
See, that they should do it again.
But they made a whole career out of someone from it. 123 Kid, who eventually became X-Pac, he showed up as a kid known as 123 Kid, and he beat Razor Ramon, and it was like a schmo beat a superstar, and he became...
But they need to be called... They could be t-shirts of WWE schmos.
I don't know if those would sell
big,
well.
Big, fat, slob guys that are
but
just...
But who's watching that? Because they'd be fighting each other. So
No. They fight superstars, and they get... You know, the undercards, they get destroyed.
And the schmos get shirts, too.
Right.
Or... It
because would, I bet, because a lot of people that watch are schmos.
Well, and they dream of being a superstar, but you start as a schmo.
Right.
Maybe you have a chance. It could be like in soccer where you go down from one league to the next.
Exactly.
And if you have too many losses, you're no longer called a WWE superstar. You're now a WWE schmo.
Now
that's not the
me.
Barry Horowitz shirt, guys. That is fake. I have the real one.
Is that really his name, Barry Horowitz?
Yes. Barry Horowitz was a real wrestler.
Where is he now?
And is Jewish. He incorporated a Jewish star. He's around. I remember because Action Bronson had a song a few years ago, 10 years ago, called Barry Horowitz, and he sampled his voice, and Barry Horowitz complained about it. Someone asked him in an interview, hey, did you hear it? And he said, well, you know, I didn't get paid for it or anything. But he's
I love Barry. Everything about him.
He's right up your alley, Barry Horowitz.
Yeah. Actually, I'm an ESPN schmo. I'm not a superstar.
No, that's not true.
No, Stephen A is a superstar. I'm a schmo.
Well, compared to
I don't know what that makes you, but.
Compared to Stephen A, we're all schmoes.
Yeah, you are a gutless puke.
So last night, Celtics were up 17.
How did we get away from that?
I don't know. It's been 10 minutes. And then Caris LeVert turned into Michael Jordan.
LeVert leans. He's not human. Caris LeVert, the banker.
51 points. He absolutely went off down the stretch in the fourth quarter and in overtime to lead the Nets to the win over the Celtics. Let's hear from Caris after the game on TNT.
Yeah, they believed in me all night, and I just tried to take it one possession at a time.
Here in Boston, it's not easy to win and do that here. You guys went in there with you were the only starter in that fourth quarter. What was it about playing with that group down the stretch?
They were hungry, man. Those guys put in the work every single day. Every single morning we see the work they put in, and they were ready to go, as you saw. And without them, we probably wouldn't have got back in the game.
They play hard, man. I know they had just lost four in a row. It was four in a row, I believe.
It's four or seven. Oh, maybe seven on the road. Four straight.
They play hard. I give them credit. They play hard. He has them working tough. And I mean, just consider their two best players are out all year. The two best players make the most money.
And they're still fighting for the playoffs.
How many teams would be fighting for a playoff spot? Pretty good.
Celtics have lost some.
It's an odd team though, because then they go to Atlanta and give up 141 points to the Hawks. They beat Toronto. They give Miami all they can handle. They come back from 17 down against the Boston Celtics, get blown out in Atlanta, giving up 141 points.
But you know why I think that happens, Don? I think that they're so on demand that when they win, everything has to go great for them. They have to play like lights out. And if they just give, if they phone it in a little bit like they might have against the Hawks, they're going to lose.
That's why you got to put 500 on Memphis tonight.
500.
You're still considering the 500?
Yeah.
So, Timmy Duncan.
Who are you calling Timmy?
Tim Duncan?
You call James Harden Jim. You don't call this man Timmy.
You don't call him Timmy.
One of the greatest
Duncan.
Players of all time.
So what if I call him Timothy?
That's fine. Or Chalamet. Anything you want.
Timothy Duncan filled in for Greg Popovich and gets his first ever win as a head coach.
Popovich was
dealing with, quote, personal business.
Well, because remember when Kerr was out for the Warriors, he still got all the wins.
You know what? You're really good at this. You're right. But you know the story behind this that people are upset about.
Mm-mm.
Why is Timothy Duncan filling in for Popovich? Why not Becky Hammon, who's been there a lot longer than Timothy Duncan?
Great point.
I love Timothy Duncan's hair compared to when he was a player.
Do you want to hear from Timothy?
Sure.
Here's Timothy on the difference between being an assistant and a head coach.
Night and day to be in the big boy chair. But truth be told, I wasn't in the big boy chair. We've got Becky and Will and Mitch. Mitch prepped the game for us. Becky and Will were making all the calls, and I was the only one just standing there screaming at people, nonsensical stuff. So we did it coach by committee. It could have been any one of us up there, and we'd have done exactly the same stuff.
For people who are upset about it, though, that Becky Hammon didn't officially get the nod and she'd been there longer, she'd been there longer as a coach. It's Tim Duncan, guys. You have your head coach out for a night. It's a weird reason. This guy has basically been the de facto leader of the team for two decades.
Different job, though. It wasn't a continuous from player to coach right away. He was out a couple of years.
I understand.
So the longer stretch as a coach has been to Becky Hammon.
But real quick, does someone who enters the organization the way Becky did instantly give her seniority over someone who's an iconic person in the organization?
Obviously, the answer is no.
I get it. I get it. I mean, a good answer by Tim Duncan, by the way, well.
Everybody contributed.
It seems that he understands. He makes sense maybe as the figurehead because he's Tim Duncan, but either way, pretty interesting. Should we talk about before we get to the Yankees, you want to talk about the top five players under 25 years old?
Is this a list?
You love lists.
No, Don does.
Love him.
All right, top 25 NBA players?
Top five. Under 25.
NBA. And
So last year, that included, I'm going to help you, that included Giannis, Joel Embiid, and Jokic. They all celebrated their 25th birthdays. So there's some new people in there. But the five best players under 25 years old.
Is Trae Young in there?
It's a really good guess, and he's not according to ESPN.com. No, he's not.
Zion has not done enough to be there,
but he is there.
But he is there.
But Trae Young's not. All right, I'm out.
He's out. I don't doubt that.
I'm out.
I'm fine.
Zion's played 11 games, and Trae Young's played the whole year. I'm out.
Right. List stink.
I'm with you. As much as I love lists, and I'm intrigued to see who else is
on it.
I'm insulted. I'm going to back Michael. Ridiculous.
Luka Doncic. He's 21 years old. Zion Williamson, he's 19 years old. Jason Tatum, he's 22 years old. I call him Tater. Ben Simmons, 23 and a half years old. And the cat, Karl Anthony Towns, who's 24.3 years old. No, Trae Young.
But Zion's there.
By the way, you know who else must feel a way about this?
Who?
Ja Morant.
Yeah.
He's had a hell of a year, and he's played the entire season. I got to tell you, Zion's doing special.
Doesn't it feel like that if Zion didn't play at all, he'd still be on the list?
Who made this?
It's 11 games.
It's ESPN.com. I don't have the name.
Oh, stop.
I think it's RJ and Andrew who did it, because that's who sent it to me. So that's all I can say for sure.
So
it's
not fair. Andrew, you felt comfortable giving him that list once you saw Zion?
It's NBA. He can't help himself.
You don't think it was bastardized by a guy who hasn't played much being on the list?
No, not really. I think... Like, I don't know if they're talking about what these guys are right now to what they're projected to be.
Okay, then if that's fair, then Bronny should be on there, too.
You want to throw Bronny on?
LeBron's son, yeah. Bronny should be on that.
Yeah.
He's 15. He's on.
Do you have any doubt that he's not going to be good? Put him on the list.
And let's put Bryce on, the younger brother of Bronny.
It was Bobby Marks. Who else?
It was Bobby Marks, Kevin Pelton, and Mike Schmitz.
Not Mike
former
Schmidt.
Former Mick third, Philly third baseman.
No, no, not Mike.
Yes,
he's a legend.
It's him.
I didn't know he knew basketball to that level.
He does.
I'm out. Okay. Bobby Marks, you know, he knows what he's doing. But Zion sells. That's why he signs autographs.
Well, that's why these lists sometimes are bogus because...
That's why I hate lists.
Well, if a list is done right, it's gorgeous and fun.
Like top 100 songs for you in your life.
I had fun doing that.
Don loves reading lists. He loves so many things.
When I'm asked, I read them. All right?
I thought that was a drop.
We make it out when we do these Don shows, like I just come in like some people and just start talking before the door even closes.
No, the
no,
list
I
you
get
read
asked the question, I answer.
No, you were not asked about the
Andrew,
movie list.
Was I? Did you not ask me about the list?
Which one?
Any of them.
I mean...
But the songs, you asked where a song was. You didn't want to hear the top 10?
No, I guess you're right. I don't remember.
Listen, I don't have to go to these meetings. Peter doesn't go to one, and he's a superstar.
Don't go to one. That's not
one.
Of our meetings?
Ever. Shining. When did we ever talk about what's coming up on the show when you're in the room?
Well, I don't think you ever talk about what's coming up on
the
show.
That's not Michael. We had a lot of conversations.
Oh, today we...
Today was
the day you missed in the meeting.
Today was big.
Why? What did I miss?
You missed the beginning of the show, so that's why you got thrown into the deep end. You had no idea what we were talking about.
The beginning of the show?
Yeah.
Sure.
What are you talking about?
You missed what we were going to talk about at the beginning of the show because you were slobbering down salad.
No, I was totally here for that, and I knew what we were doing.
He's lying, though.
No, not lying.
We're talking to our source.
By the way, Shining Wizards Kevin just tweeted, can we please get a regularly scheduled Barry Horowitz watch? People screaming for it.
People want Horowitz watch?
Is he still with us?
Yeah.
Does he still wrestle?
No, I don't think so.
What was his first name again?
Barry.
I'm going to check Wikipedia. If you're not on Wikipedia, you don't exist.
Is that true?
Okay.
Nice story from Vermont yesterday, and I'm not talking about the Bernie Sanders win. I'm talking about Josh Spidell, who was a very highly touted recruit at a high school but suffered a TBI, a traumatic brain injury, back in 2015 before he could play a game. And on senior night against Albany on Tuesday, he started the game. Albany was allowed to score uncontested after the opening tip. Spidell did the same on the other end. He then exited the game with hugs from both teams. He's going to graduate this year with a 3.4 GPA. Here's Spidell on the recovery and the journey leading up to last night. He was on Golic and Wingo this morning.
I woke up in the hospital. I mean, I didn't know what happened. And, you know, my first thought and, when am I going to play basketball again? And, you know, I love my parents. You know, they said, no one knows that, you know. God only knows that, you know. Hard work will be my answer. And, you know, I just tried to implement that and, you know, tried to work every day since. And, you know, just to finally go out there and take the court, you know, I couldn't be more thankful.
That's great. It's a nice story.
Good story.
And it's nice the other team, too.
That's a tough one to get through. Because when you think about the, and then we just saw the visuals on Yes, and you could see that, you know, he's moving good now. He's moving pretty well, but you could tell he had to get to the point where he could get in the game, move well, and make a layup. To think about being highly touted to the point that Vermont isn't a nothing school. This is a team that makes the tournament.
Yeah.
And he was a highly touted kid, so to have in 1 second, you know, that happen. My brother had a pretty serious, not on that level, obviously, but my brother had a TBI a couple of years ago slipping on ice, and it's just, I mean, thank God he's fine. You know, but it was, the recovery process was arduous, even though he didn't have anything severe happen to him. But it is such a, you never know. One little slip, yeah. You're not paying attention, and all of a sudden, your whole life can change. But that's a really nice story from Vermont and Albany. No update on Aaron Judge, according to Aaron Boone. Michael, this is getting a little bit odd, it feels like. How long it's been since we've been waiting for information, no?
It's long. I do not disagree with you. They keep running more tests. It's not like they're evaluating tests. I would be more nervous if they had the test done and they kept going to different people to evaluate the test. They seem like they're trying to find what the problem is. So what concerns me is that all these tests, they're still not finding out what the problem is. And the longer he stays off the field, the more certain, and I'm pretty certain right now, he's not in the starting lineup on March 26th. And Brian Cashman said as much yesterday, you need a certain amount of at-bats to get ready for Major League Baseball, and he hasn't had it. So whatever it is, they better hope that it's not serious, so then he'd be out an extended period of time. They hope they find what it is, rehab it, and get him back as soon as possible. But I think everybody in the Yankee organization is pretty much resigned to the fact that Judge and Stanton are not in the opening day lineup. They're just not.
Trevor Bauer has been pretty critical of Rob Manfred, to say the least. But Bauer and Manfred reportedly had a productive meeting. So Manfred said that he would meet with any players who had further questions, and he was a man of his word. That's what Bauer said. He said they discussed a wide range of topics, and he gave props to Manfred for taking the meeting with him.
I know that this is not the in vogue thing to say. Rob Manfred is a good man. And I think he has good intentions. He is not the commissioner of the players. I mean, he's a commissioner of baseball, but he is employed by the owners. So his first answer is to the people that decide whether or not he keeps his job. And I think he balances that well. I think any commissioner that wants to also feel like Faye Vincent did, that he was service, he was at service to the players. No, no, you report to the owners. That's your job.
Pretty cool that they were able to get together, considering just in the last couple of days, Bauer was intentionally tipping pitches during a spring training game as a form of protest.
And the stuff he said about Manfred was really nasty.
No, he went up.
So if Manfred wanted to be a jerk, I mean, we had a caller before, somebody got thrown out of the Garden for saying, hey, get better. I mean, if Trevor Bauer was in the Garden, they'd bar him from every single arena in the country, and this guy sat down and met with him. I think that shows something. I think that's a pretty cool move.
The word out of Boston is that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick met yesterday, and according to the Boston Herald, it, quote, did not go well.
Different stories, though, because Adam Schefter's saying they met a while ago, and it was business as usual. So,
you idiot.
Don't know exactly what's going on. By the way, happy birthday to Woj today, 51.
Hey, Woj.
He was here today.
Happy birthday, Woj.
Yeah.
For his birthday?
I didn't see him.
He was doing some podcast, right? Yeah, his podcast, his very popular podcast.
Jeff Darlington was on Get Up this morning, and he talks about teams being interested in Brady.
I can tell you right now that I've spoken to executives with 8 different teams that are at the very least monitoring Tom Brady's free agency. They are going down this list, having internal discussions right now, saying, is this the right fit for our organization? 4 of those teams, I believe, would sign him right now. The varying levels of interest within those teams makes it such, though, we still have such a long way to go.
Can I just give you up and in on this one? If he goes back with the Patriots, I'm going to be so chapped. Because they're playing
It'll be like the Undertaker coming back.
They're playing us. If he ends up back with the Patriots, then the whole thing was a play. Oh, let's toy with people. Let other teams plan around the fact that you might be signing with them. Slow everybody down. Because Belichick always has a reason to his madness. If he signs back with the Patriots, that's a big fat middle finger to the entire NFL fandom. It really is. Oh, look, who I wonder. I wonder if he's He's back.
It will be pretty annoying at this point. And remember, the Tonka truck started with that Super Bowl commercial.
Yes. Yep.
He's wanted to play us. That'll do it for ENN.
Don't let it end. When is that?
It was a good one, right?
Don't let it end.
See you guys.
Don't let it end.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Michael. Thank you both. Thank you. Thank you all.
We have the Jazz and the Knicks tonight at 7:30 live from Madison Square Garden. So if Spike is going, please, 33rd and 8th, not 31st and 8th.
By the way, it'll be very funny if Spike just showed up.
Well, he said he wasn't going to. The only thing that tempted him was the anniversary.
Which was hilarious also.
I wonder if it will be referenced by the crowd.
Something's happening tonight. I cannot see it just being you think you guys, with the story of the last 24 hours, I can't picture it being business as usual.
At this point in the season, how many people in that building
care enough?
Like, follow it. Honestly.
I think at least half the building cares.
And then everybody in the building listens to this show.
Oh, good thing about that, too. According to numbers, everyone's listening.
No, I agree, but they're all stuck in the blues where maybe they can't have an impact. But, the people that are around the court, I don't know if they follow this.
You know what's sad? You didn't grow up here, Peter.
Mm-mm.
The Blues, they don't even exist. There are no blue seats. When they reimagined the Garden, they took out the blue
seats. So what color was each section of seats back then?
It was blue, yellow. I don't know.
I'm trying to remember. It's such a long
blue time. Blue and orange. One had to be orange.
But they were blue.
Some had to be orange, no?
No, not
I think there were some orange seats, but no, the blue was the...
It was the upper deck. It was the cheapest
seats. The cheap seats were the blue seats.
And it was blue heaven, the blues. Sports Illustrated, I think like 20, 25 years ago, did a whole article on just how rabid those fans were up there, especially Ranger fans. That's where the Pop Fan Sucks chant came from.
I love the way they redid the Garden. Love it. I think they got everything right. They should have kept the seats blue up there. That's just me.
I agree.
Any
little thing like that you can do, though, to keep it the same that doesn't affect anything else.
Right.
Why not?
1-800-919-3776. Let's talk about everything that we've spoken about. And we'll do that until 7 when the Knicks take over with the pregame show, the Knicks and the Jazz at 7:30. It's Yes, and it's 98.7.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.